Lloyd Jackson here, and you're listening to the ninth episode of the Building the Future podcast, sponsored by the Mechanical Contractors Association, MCA Detroit. Now, every episode, we'll be putting a spotlight on the Union Construction Trades training programs and why it's the career path of the future. On this edition of Building the Future podcast, we highlight the careers offered in the pipe fitter and plumbing industry. We also learn more about the pipe fitter and plumbing training programs, recruitment, and continued education nationally and locally. Today, we're speaking with Robert J. Beck. He's CEO of the John W. Danforth Company, also president of the MCAA Board of Directors. Robert, it's good to have you here.
Thanks, Lloyd. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about some of the initiatives with the MCAA. Talk about some of the initiatives going on and resources that people can get.
Well, you know, we are the Association of Education, and we have such a robust program of offerings to our members. We have nearly 3,000 contractor members nationwide, and we have something for each one of our members, no matter the shape or size. We really want to do a better job and continue to just make that connection between all of our members and all the available resources that we have. You know, we want to be their business partner. We want to help them achieve success. We want to help them on their journey, no matter what that may be. And we have something for every aspect of their business. So that is our mission, is really to provide that high-quality value to each one of our members.
I know one of the initiatives is the We Me initiative for elevating women in the mechanical industry. Talk about that and what that entails.
So that is really a high-energy initiative, and it focuses on such an untapped resource that we have in the construction industry, both on the labor and management side, and that is our talented women. They come with such a high energy. We had our conference in Nashville this past summer, and there was 700 women there, and it was amazing. The energy in that room, the collaboration, the best practices, the lessons learned, all in really elevating those who were there, and then getting the word out once we all left there to recruit and continue to bring high-talented people, high-talented women into our industry.
And, you know, when you think of the mechanical industry and pipe fitting and plumbing and all of those things, a lot of times you don't think of women. And you know, you got girls that are in high school who are graduating, who may not, you know, necessarily know what they want to do or if they want to go to college or not. And then they sometimes they may feel like, well, that may not be something for me because I don't know really any women in this industry. But it is an open field for women.
It sure is. And, you know, that is really our mission right now, is to make sure that not only women, but young people in general that may be in high school or just out of high school and college isn't for them or wasn't for them, that there is absolutely another path. And there's so many different career paths in our industry with the new technology on virtual design and construction, on the CAD drafting, to actually a lot of the technology that goes into making our job sites more efficient from an installation perspective. And as well, you can throw safety and quality in there. All really, really good career paths, good choices. And we must make not only women, but all young people aware that there is a great career with great benefits and great pay in the construction trades.
And Robert, there is a need for more qualified labor and efforts to target these young people in at the high school level to get their interest. And there's this heavy metal summer experience. Explain that.
So we hosted a heavy metal summer experience. This was started by a wonderful woman named Angie Simon out on the West Coast, and it is really catching on. And what it is basically, Lloyd, is we host some young folks, some high school young men and women that want to learn more about what it is in the mechanical industry, in the mechanical trades. We bring them into our shops. Our instructors are our union members and other salaried members of our shops, and they really give them a good overview of what our trade is all about. They make projects. There's educational classes. There's hands-on learning. And at the end, there is a graduation ceremony where we invite all the parents and families and friends and really showcase what they did for the summer. It's been highly successful. It's catching on all over the country. And our ultimate goal is to have every counselor in every high school in America know who the business manager is for the United Association and the mechanical trades unions on the SMACNA side, on the sheet metal side, on the electrical side, so that they understand that there is another option besides college. It is a high energy, a highly talented, a highly skilled profession that could give them just a great professional and personal challenges and rewards.
And, you know, Robert J. Beck, CEO of John W. Danforth Company and president of NCAA Board of Directors, when you talk about the way that these young people are learning these different things, going through apprenticeships and those types of things, you know, they learn on the job from these experienced journeymen or women. And when they're done, they get a journeyman's card. I know that they can go anywhere with that. And plus, from what I understand, and you tell me if I'm wrong, there's no debt after that. I don't have to worry about paying back a student loan.
So, you know, that's one of the beauties about our industry is you get paid while you learn. So there is a 5-year apprenticeship program. It's very rigorous. It's very structured. It's a wide, robust of programs that include math and angles and mechanical joining methods. And then there's some soft skills on management, on customer relations and things like that. And after those 5 years, you have a well-rounded education. You're ready to become a journey person in our trade, and you're right on. The best part about it all is you were getting paid to do all that, and you can take that education with you wherever your career path takes you from that point on. Nobody can take it away from you, Lloyd.
That is the awesome part of this. Now, I also understand there is MCAA 24, upcoming conference in Orlando, and there's going to be environmental, social, and governance resources that will be the subject of that educational session. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, we are in our industry as a subcontractor in the mechanical trade. We are getting asked more and more to submit environmental, social, and governance plans. What are we doing to improve the environment, to improve society, and to improve the members of our communities? So that is a movement that we really didn't have in our educational library. So we relied on the expertise and the knowledge and the bandwidth of our manufacturer and supplier council. These are global, world-class, successful companies that have these programs already established. So what they're doing is putting together an ESG outline, an ESG 101, so to speak, so that our members have a place to go if they have a need or an interest in learning more about an ESG program. We're by no means trying to tell any company how to run their business. All we're doing is providing that resource. So if there is, like I said, a need or an interest, they have someplace to go to improve how their standing is within their communities, as well as being compliant with some request for proposal requirements.
MCAA internships, Robert, and for the MCA member contractors. Now, how is that funded? And talk about what they are.
So we have a foundation called the John R. Gentile Foundation. John was a previous longstanding leader and CEO of the MCAA and left a great mark on our industry and our association. And that foundation is well-funded, and we provide grants to any contractor member who wants to bring on young people in internships over the summer or throughout the year. It's a very simple application process, and we will reimburse contractor member for bringing on young people as interns. And a little add to that is that if we hire full-time one of those interns get a $500 quote-unquote signing bonus.
Wow.
For joining our industry with one of our member contractors. So all great stuff in recruiting, retaining the best talent out there to make sure our industry continues to move forward.
And so this is kind of outside the, you know, going into the high schools and talking to the counselors. These internships is another way, another pipeline to get young people interested.
Absolutely. Men, women, minorities, all are welcome. We try to get as many interns at Danforth, I'll talk now, as possible. And I believe, Lloyd, I'm going to give you a range here.
Okay.
But there are over 1,000 interns throughout the country that are employed by our contractor members, and we give grants to. It's a very successful program, and it's a great feeder system into our contractor members and our industry as a whole.
And let's just, you know, put it out there. There are a lot of members that are retiring and who have been in the business a long time. And those jobs need to be filled and filled with qualified people. And you get qualified by these internships and also these apprenticeships.
Lloyd, we're in a competitive marketplace right now. We need to recruit and retain talent more than ever before. It's a robust market. There are labor needs both on the field installation, on the labor side, on the union side, as well as the management side. Quite frankly, we can recruit all the labor we want, but if we don't have management to oversee those projects, it's hard for contractors mm-hmm. to bid on it. So yeah. it's a two-sided problem, and we have a two-sided solution based on recruiting, based on retaining the best talent out there to make sure that we stay on the cutting edge and we are the premier skilled trade of all of them.
And Robert, you guys also work on a national basis with the UA through you guys' strategic planning committee. And you guys addressed a lot of different things, workforce shortages, also all, you know, these upcoming mega projects, because it seems like it's a mega project coming up every day, seems like.
You know, the mega projects are big, and we have never been in a better spot with our UA, our union partners. General President Mark McManus and all of his leadership team are quality human beings. On the MCA side, our leadership team and the UA leadership team are in sync, and we're taking the synergies of 1+1 and getting 3 and 4 on all of this stuff, Lloyd. It's amazing. Our biggest focus is when the mega jobs end, and let's face it, eventually they will end, that we're not looking around and figuring out where all the work went. We want to make sure that we continue to increase market share on all those other projects that improve the quality of life where we all work, live, and play. So that's our challenge, is not only to satisfy our customers on the mega job end, but more importantly, how do we satisfy our communities on the other projects, schools, hospitals, infrastructure, et cetera.
Yeah, because you want to make sure you're focused on local communities and their needs as well.
Absolutely, 100%. And, you know, there's a flip side to that. Our contractor members, Lloyd, if you look coast to coast throughout the country, we all give back to our communities. It's a big key strategy for us, big core value. And we like to participate in giving back to our communities on a philanthropic side of it, as well as bidding on jobs and making sure we're building the infrastructure so that our children and their children and generations to come have a great community to work, live, and play.
I know we're speaking with Robert J. Beck, CEO of John W. Danforth Company, president of MCAA Board of Directors. Field leadership, you know, you really need the next generation, and you have a field leadership program that will help train that next generation of field leaders.
You know, we have two field leader programs that we're working with our union UA partners on. One is a higher level field leaders conference that we've been putting on all over the country. It's very well attended. Here at Danforth, we've sent nearly 100 foremen to that over the years, and I wish we would have sent 400 foremen, because they just come back energized. They come back with the knowledge of their peers that they just spent a few days with, and it's phenomenal. That's a higher level program, Lloyd, and we also are creating right now, and we're getting ready to present it and roll it out in the second quarter of this year, is a more nuts and bolts best practices of field leadership, of fundamental field leadership, where we are having foreman training, future foreman. It's a great program. It's robust, and it's going to be a virtual type setting, so you won't have to spend a whole lot of time and money sending your people out of town for a week at a time. These are things they can take right from the computer in their job site trailer for an hour and a half a day over a period of time. So it's very exciting. It's going to be able to touch a lot of people, and we're continuing to make sure that our industry is set up for the future with great field leadership.
Well, initiatives, recruitment, continued education, I think we've covered it all. And Robert J. Beck is CEO of John W. Danforth Company, president of MCAA Board of Directors. Robert, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I hope we talk again soon.
Lloyd, same here, and thank you for having me this morning.
And thank you for listening to the Building the Future podcast, sponsored by the Mechanical Contractors Association, MCA Detroit. I'm Lloyd Jackson.